Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Demai. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Yesterday in Mishnah Aleph we began discussing someone who either leases a field as a sharecropper, which is someone who pays a percentage of the produce to the owner of the field, and we also discussed someone who rents a field, which is someone who pays a flat fee for use of the field. So continuing along with these topics, Mishnah Beis says, Hachocher sadeh min hanachri, someone who rents a field, meaning he pays a flat fee, he rents the field from a non-Jew, meiser v'no sein lo, he takes tithes before he gives the produce that is the rent to the owner of the field who is a non-Jew. This is different from our previous Mishnah where it says that someone who rents from a Jew only takes truma before he gives the rent over to the owner of the field. So the person who rents from a non-Jew has to pay him more. He has to take not only truma, but also meiser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af hamakabel sadeh avosav min hanachri, also someone who leases as a sharecropper his father's field from a non-Jew, meiser v'no sein lo, he has to take tithes and give it to him. Again, this is not the case in the previous Mishnah, where it says that if you lease a field from a Jew, from a non-Jew, you just give him his share and let him take his own tithes. So why here does the Jew have to tithe the produce before paying the owner of the field, just because it's a field that belonged to his ancestors? So the answer to both of these is tied up in the fact that Israel was given to the Jews, and we're not supposed to sell the land in perpetuity to non-Jews, which would remove from it its obligations in many agricultural laws, etc. So as an incentive to regain the fields that are in Israel, because remember, all of this is only being discussed in Israel, the rabbis instituted what's a kanas. It's a fine, a penalty to serve as an incentive to reacquiring the field. So if someone rents a field from a Jew, he only has to take truma, because you can't clear your threshing floor until the truma is taken. But if he rents it from a non-Jew, he has to take truma and meiser. It's costing him more money. It might be worth it to him to go ahead and buy the field outright. Or perhaps it would make it harder to rent the field, and it would give an incentive to the non-Jewish owner to sell the field. And this would put it back in Jewish hands, where all the mitzvahs of the land can be observed. Similarly, if somebody is leasing a field from a Jew or a non-Jew, he just gives him his percentage. But if he's leasing his father's field, he has a particular love of it. He's very fond of this property. He wants to reacquire his ancestral heritage. So the fee that he has to take tithes from the property when it's owned by a non-Jew, again, it provides an incentive for him to repurchase the land and get it back into the family hands the way the land was originally divided. So that explains why these are different. This is to provide an incentive to get the land back where it started from. Mishnah Gimel says, Kohen v'Levi shekiblu sadeh miYisrael. If a Kohen or a Levi leased land as sharecroppers from a Jew, from a regular Jew, Yisrael, kishem shecholken b'chulin, kach cholken b'truma, just as they divide the secular produce, they divide the regular food, they also divide the truma. So if he gets 50% of the produce of the field, or 30% of the produce of the field, or whatever percentage their arrangement is, he would get not only that percentage of regular food, he would get that percentage of truma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is, af hamaisro shelahen, that they get the tithes that are in it, shalmanas kein ba'u, because that's the whole reason that they came to this gig. If you're a Levi and you work a field, you expect you're going to see the tithes. They have to be given to a Levi. I'm working your field so that I can get it. Let's take a look at the Barton Ura on this one. Kishem shechokin b'chulin, kach chokin b'truma. Just like they divide the regular produce, they also divide the truma. Kishenoto b'hasadem mechsa u'shlish u'revia, when the owner of the field gets his half or third or quarter, mimasha hotzio hasadeh, from whatever the field produces, noto gam kein mechsa u'shlish u'revia min hatruma v'hamaisros shemutelis aleha. He also gets a half or a third or a quarter, whatever the arrangement is, of the trumas and maestros that are taken for this produce. V'nosnan hu l'chol kohen v'levi shiyirtsan. He can give them to any priest or Levite that he desires to give them over to. Afa Maestro Shelahen. Rabbi Eliezer says that he gets the tithes also because that's his arrangement. Im Hamakabo Kohen Kol Truma Shelo. If the person working the field as a sharecropper is a Kohen, then he gets all the Truma. Vim Levi Hu Kol Hamaisa Shelo. And if he's a Levi, he gets all the tithes. So basically, depending on what the status of the sharecropper is, would determine which gift he receives. Sha'almanas Kain, because that's his condition of this job. Yardu Lakabel Sadazu Ba'arisus. He came to work this field as a sharecropper. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. But the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. Da'afal gav da'almanas Kain Yardu Ba'mekhanu. Because even if this is his intention, even if this is his condition, what's his mechanism for acquiring this? So his condition doesn't make it obligatory on the person who owns the field to give him all of those portions. That is the end of Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.